Seen you locked and changed, didn't ease my pain. Left me feeling ashamed out in the rain. Can't explain the pain, how I stay sane. Don't like the game, will it ever change? Welcome to the Resilient Stories podcast, where we share the grit and glory behind the stories of amazing people like you who have bounced back from failure and adversity to go and live their best lives on purpose. Today's show is being sponsored by Million Dollar Business Pathway, where we believe everyone has a story to tell and to sell. You want to learn how to tell and sell your story? Go to tawatson.com under the programs and products page and click on Million Dollar Business to get yourself started. So folks, are you guys ready for another amazing episode today? Joining me, I have the one and only evangelist Beverly Brodus Green. How are you doing, Ms. Green?
I'm so blessed and highly favored.
Hey, it is a pleasure to have you with me here today. I really appreciate it. For those folks who don't know you, can you introduce yourself, just who you are?
I am the mother of Snoop Dogg.
Yes.
In fact, he's my second oldest. So there's one older than him. There's one under him. So he's the second one.
That is awesome. And Evangelist Green goes around the world, right? Preaching.
When they call me, I get on the plane and get busy.
Wherever they want her at. So folks out there, if you're looking for a speaker, a preacher, someone to come share the word, the gospel, to get your folks motivated and enlightened in terms of spiritual development, you got to reach out to Evangelist Green. Amazing. So I appreciate you kind of being on the show. If folks want to contact you, Evangelist, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
You can contact me at Beverly Green 2011 at yahoo.com.
You said one more time for us.
Beverly Green 2011 at yahoo.com.
That is awesome. Awesome. Again, so if folks out there, reach out to her. She's going to get your folks inspired and motivated. So Evangelist Green, as you know, the podcast focus is to bring, you know, wonderful people like yourselves on and have you talk us through, you know, one of the challenging times you had in your life so our audience can know how to get through those same or similar obstacles and be inspired to go on and go further. So my first question, Evangelist Green, is what's been the biggest obstacle you've had to overcome in your life personally or professionally?
Well, first of all, once my son became famous, a lot of the family kind of like felt that I owed them. So whatever he did for me, they thought I should do it for them. And I had to make it clear to him that what he did it from his heart for me, because I'm the one that carried him for 9 months. I'm the one that took care of him and made him actually be the man that he is today.
Yeah.
And I think with me being saved, and as God continued to grow me, as God continued to give me the understanding, I was able to take a stand against them and let them know I love them. I give my heart out to you. But you guys need to back up and stand back. Let me do what I got to do, because I'm not into his fame. Yeah. As you know, I do my own. And mine is going around preaching the word, going around helping those, going around talking to people that's on their way to commit suicide.
Yes.
I've had two.
Wow.
One lady was on her way to kill herself.
Wow.
And she stopped at this church and asked the man, could she come in? Because she wanted to hear a word.
Yes.
And she took her life. But guess what? The word was so powerful.
Wow.
The lady is still living.
Wow. That is absolutely amazing. And, you know, Evangelist Green, you know, we hear a lot about, you know, Snoop Dogg from a distance, and we hear a lot about families that, you know, have success and then all of a sudden everyone wants to kind of come in and kind of take part in that. Talk to us about some of the, how difficult that was to kind of tell family members, no, this is not your thing. This is his thing. This is his thing. This is his dream, his career. Talk to us about how hard that was, because I'm sure you loved a lot of those folks and they've been there with you, but now you have to tell them no. How difficult was that?
I really had to. My baby sister, she went on to be with the Lord June 30th, 2013. Wow. And she was one of those that didn't have children. and she was one of those takeover person. And so she would try to get in front as if she was the mother and I was the aunt, and I had to push her and let her know who I am. Yes. And my son is the type of guy, he loves me to death.
Yes.
But a mother has her place and a son has his place.
Yes.
So wherever he go to do what he do, I'm back. I'm back. I'm not there running with him, you know, trying to aim, this is my son and all of that. And I think that was my greatest challenge, was my family.
Yes.
To let them know he loves them and everything. But let him do it his way. And as long as he do it his way, he don't come back to the ones that he knew that helped push him to get to where he's at today. And I think that it's better now than it's ever been. My son and I are just like this.
Yes.
We're so close. We don't see each other every day, but we got phones.
Yes.
And my love is so powerful. Travel right through those wires, right to his heart. Yes. And let him know, mama's here for you. I'm praying for you. Things will happen around you, but it won't happen to you. Why? Because I am a godly woman. I am a God-fearing woman.
That's right.
I am a woman after God's own heart. Yeah. Praise God. I get into it when it comes to talking about my.
I love it. I love it.
About how good God is. I love it. And maybe sometime while we're talking, you'll see him in me. You will see it. He's right there. They picked up a lot of my habits. Because when I got saved, he was 8 years old. My oldest son was 10 years old. And my baby was 4 and 2.
Mm.
So that's what they grew up in. Knowing mama in church, I'm in church. Mama go to choir, I'm going to choir.
Yes.
I go to Bible study. Bible study for you. Sunday school, so we did it all. So that's why it was so hard when he first started doing what he was doing, totally against what I believe in. But
yeah.
I did not him. I kept praying for him. I kept putting him up there, telling God, look at his whole life, you know. Yeah. And now, sometimes he just calls and say, Mom, I love you.
Yes.
I love you. Yeah. I love you too. Did you ever get to hear my message on my phone?
Absolutely. I've heard that. It inspires me every time I call your phone. Yes.
He said, he called me one day and left a message. Please don't take that off.
Yes.
He said that encourages him to hear me speak like that.
Yes.
But I just love the Lord. And I'm trying to do all the right things so I can open doors to help somebody else might have went through or maybe even going through. But let them know, just like God loves me, he loves you. Yes. Just stay focus on who God is, and he will open up doors for you. Doors that's been closed in your face where you can't do nothing. Your family can't do nothing.
That's
and
right.
All God got to do is just.
That's right. You know, Evangelist Green, that is absolutely beautiful. And, you know, he couldn't have, well, not even just him, but the other, all three of your sons couldn't have been blessed with a better mom. So, again, kudos
Thank
to you.
You.
And again, proud of the young man that Snoop Dogg has become today as well. He's a role model. A lot of great things for a lot of people, inspiring people to be great. And you know, so going back to the situation where he jumped off and kind of became a this icon nationally, though, for the folks out there who may be struggling with issues with family, you know, when I first started telling my story, I had a lot of family members who were saying, don't you tell that story. So it caused a divide in the family. So for those family, those folks out there who may be going through a situation where they're growing or choosing to do something different than their family, and maybe struggling with that, what can you tell those folks out there? You know, how did you deal with it?
Well, by that time, I was really a strong woman, and I knew my worth. I knew my worship, and once you know who you are, I separated. Prayed for him, but he was over there.
Yes.
And I was over here.
Yes.
And I kept praying for him. I never once stopped. And then there were times that felt like he was way in another country and I was over here, but I never gave up.
Yes.
I kept saying, Lord, you didn't call him to be who he is, to separate him from me.
Yes.
And I kept on praying. I kept on talking to God late at night. Everybody's sleep. I'm praying. But on my knees, I'm getting tired of my knees. They aching and everything.
Yes.
But I never gave up. Always put him before the Father. And not only him, but his brothers too.
Yes.
Because I have to make them feel They're just as important as he is, or more. And so in my life, I just had a lot of people that were spiritual.
Yes.
I like talking to older women, and they gave me a lot. I like talking to my cousins at 70 and 80 years old,
yes,
and they gave me a lot of advice. They gave me a lot of things to hold on to.
Yes.
And know that things will get better. And they did.
What was the best advice you received from someone during this time?
That he loves you.
Yes.
I said, well, he doesn't act like you do. I said, I don't ever see him. I don't ever hear from him. And this song came on. And I remembered it was Dorothy Norwood. And she talked about her daughter. She sent her daughter to college. Mm. It was time for them to come home. Everybody got off the train and embraced their parents. Her daughter walked past her.
Mm.
And she went up to her and asked her, why you don't speak to me in front of these people? She said, Mom, I don't want my friends to know that you're my mother.
Mm.
Because all those burns in your face and under your neck and stuff. She said, baby, let me tell you something. Maybe you don't know. She said, you were 6 months old. I was outside hanging up the clothes. I looked back. My house was on fire.
Wow.
People tried to pull me back. That's my child. And she said, my hands are burnt because I had to put it on your face. She said, this hand, I had to grab you. I had to take you outside. 6 months later, your daddy walked off of me because I wasn't beautiful no more.
Wow.
And here you stand today and walk by me. But she said, that's all right. Precious Lord, take my hand and lead me on. And boy, I tell you, I got to shout it here.
Wow.
So that was my story.
Yes.
I was being denied, but God corrected that.
Yes.
And if you hang in there, I guarantee you, it will work.
Wow, that folks, I don't know if you guys can feel Evangelist's energy, but she is energized, and I love it. And thank you very much for being so honest with us as well. You know, so how would you say, because, you know, a lot of folks out there don't have the opportunity of having famous son and, you know, having kids out there. What kept you motivated, believing that God was going to restore and bring you guys' relationship back to where it needed it to be, you know?
Because I have a praying mother.
Yes.
And when he would get out of line with me, he would call my mother.
Mm.
And my mother would sit him down and tell her, that's your mother. Don't you ever disrespect your mother. Mm. Your mother loves you. Get on that phone and call her and correct the things that you did. Correct the things that you said. He come on the phone. Hi, Mom. I just talked to Grandma, so I knew then. Grandma was shaking above, he was shaking like this. He thought Grandma was gonna say, oh son, you doing all right. She said, no.
Yeah.
Don't you ever disrespect your mother, because your mother has never disrespected me.
That's right, that's right. And that's
what did it. Praying grandmother,
yes.
A praying mother. Oh my God.
That is powerful. Well, we got to have those folks in our lives who are praying for us all the time. It keeps us motivated, keeps us going. You know, how would you say this whole ordeal with your son being famous like he is has shaped you, shaped your family, your other sons as well? How has it shaped all of you?
As I always say, when you put God first,
yeah,
everything comes underneath. And that's what my challenge was to know who I am.
Yes.
And I started to get closer to God.
Yes.
And closer to him. I see my son coming. God said, tell it. He got to call it on his life.
Yes.
And he will preach the word.
That's right.
One day. He told me the other night. He said, remember what you told me? Remember what Grandmama told me? He said, I'm walking in my seat.
Yes.
He will preach the word.
That's right.
He will.
And there's a lot of people out there that want to listen to him. And thank you for, you know, putting that over his life. And thank God for doing as well, because he has such an influence and no better person to listen to than somebody who's kind of been there, done it, you know. So
that's right.
That is absolutely amazing and beautiful. You know,
you.
So Evangelist, we're coming off a year 2020 where people have lost homes. They lost loved ones. They lost family members, they lost finances, they lost jobs, they've lost hope. What words of advice can you give those folks out there, let them know that a brighter day is to come?
Tell them to read Job. Mm. If you read the book of Job, it will put you back in the right way. Because yes. Job lost everything.
Yes.
His children. He lost cattle. He lost everything.
Yes.
He never gave up. And that's what we got to do. We can't give up. We have to keep on trusting God, no matter how it looks, no matter how it looks from day to day, how you sometimes struggling, because I've struggled.
Yes.
I haven't always been here where I'm at, but I never, ever gave up on who God is.
That's right.
And I say, God, bless me. God, bless my family. God, bless those that's less fortunate. Bless those open doors for Lord God. Doors that they can't even see their way through.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, God is working it. He's working. And let them know God sees what they're going through. And God's going to bring them through.
Yeah.
Just trust who God is and believe. And if you do, God will be right there with you. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. He'll talk to you. Lord, man, mess with that heart.
Yes.
He knows how to soothe you. Even when you sit there and say, Lord, we don't have no food to eat. God will work it out. Mailman come. There's a check.
Yes.
Somebody will call you and say, you know what? I want to bring something over to you. That's God.
Yes.
That's God. And he did that for me a many days. I haven't always been where I'm at. But one thing about it, I thank God I ain't where I used to be.
That's right.
I thank God where I am today.
That's right. And that's a beautiful word. Folks out there, if you're not pumped up by Evangelist Beverly Rodas Green, I'm not sure what's going on with you. And if you're looking for a pastor, a preacher with a genuine heart for the word and for people, you got to reach out to her. Evangelist Green is amazing. Again, Evangelist Green, if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
The best way you get a hold to me is to my email address. You think for a minute, I got all wrapped up. Beverly Green 2011 at yahoo.com.
That's awesome. And
call me, email me, Beverly Green 2011 at yahoo.com.
Be sure to reach out to her, folks. Evangelist Green, yeah, you also have a book out there as well. Can you tell us about your book?
Yes, I do. My book called Real Love.
Real love. And what is it about, Evangelist?
It's about my life. Yeah. It's about my trials. It's about my tribulation. Mm. It's about my family. It's about my sons. It's about my personal life.
Yes.
The drinking, the party, relationships, and just doing everything that I thought I could do.
Yes.
When you read this book, it will change your life.
Wow.
100%. Because if God did it for me, he could sure do it for you.
That's
just
right.
Like your life. He can do it.
That's right.
We just got to believe it.
That's right. And again, and if we do, no better person to share that than someone who's been there and done it. Yes.
Yes. And I have a lot of pictures in there, in my book. I have my wedding to my husband. All kinds of pictures.
Wow. I can't wait to get my copy.
That's my mother.
Really?
Yeah, she went home on February the 25th, 2016.
Wow. Condolences. Sorry to hear that. Yes, yes.
And that's my mother's 80th birthday.
Wow.
Right there. And Snoop gave it for her. And she's so happy to be with her kids. Her grandchildren, yeah. Her great-grandchildren, her cousins. We just had so much fun. My mom enjoyed.
I cannot wait to read the book. And folks okay. out there, I'm encourage you guys to go out and get the book as well. Real love. Mm-hmm. You gotta go out there and check it out. You gotta check out that book. That book is gonna be very inspiring to give you a lot more information on Evangelist Green as well. In terms of about her life and relationships and everything else. So Evangelist Green, we've had a chance to talk a lot about a lot of tough stuff. Are you ready to have some fun now?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. So this portion of our show is called the rapid fire purpose questions. I'm going to ask you a number of questions about purpose I'm not going to elaborate on any of the questions. I just want you to give me and the audience your best answer. Okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right.
So Evangelist Green, tell us how you have turned a dream into reality.
By believing. See, what we have to do, we have to look at things how God looked at it. Yes. See, God looked beyond our faults, and he said, I need. And that's what he did with me. All that I had done in my past, that life is behind me.
Yes.
And I'm serving God. And that's what keeps me going every day, knowing that God is right here with me, side by side, talking to me.
I love
it. Lay down with me at night. Comfort me when you think about your mother's gone, your sister's gone, my husband's gone.
Yes.
And look at me today.
Thank you. Great, great answer. Evangelist, what gives your life meaning?
Knowing who Christ is.
Yes.
That he saved me, that he sanctified me, and he filled me with the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
It took 25 long years for God to mold me, shape me, and make me a godly woman, a God-fearing woman, a woman after God's own heart.
Yes.
Praise God.
I love it.
Praise God.
What one word best describes you?
Saved.
There you go.
Praise God.
What was your favorite thing to do as a kid?
I wanted to always sing and play a piano.
Okay.
I never made it with the piano, but I did sing. I sang in the choir. And my greatest dream was to direct the choir. I directed the choir for 25 years.
Wow.
Long Beach, California.
Wow. I love it. What is the one thing you wish you had more time to do?
I wish that I had more time. It seemed like it took longer when we partied and having fun and staying up all night long. Just being drunk, high, whatever you want to call it.
Uh-huh.
But now it's like it's so short because time is moving swift.
Yes.
It's like God is getting ready to come back. And I wish I had more time. But then too, I thank you for the time that he has allowed me to be a woman after God's own heart.
Absolutely. What did your 15-year-old self imagine you would be doing right now?
15, I thought that I was going to marry my first love, which was my Snoop's dad. And this is my first love. And I thought that we would be married and we'd have children and we'd be still together even to this day. But it did work like that.
Yes, yes. Thank you for saying that. Yes. Who inspires you the most?
My mother.
Yes.
She's my queen.
Wow. Wow. What do you want your grandchildren to say about you?
I want them to say I love my grandmama, and she's one of the sweetest women I ever know. She's never mistreated us.
Yes.
She's always been there for us. And always have an encouraging word to help us along the way.
That's right. If you were a superhero, what would your superpower be?
To go out there and bring all these kids back.
Yeah.
That's on drugs. That's in games. Mm-hmm. That want to be a rapper. Mm-hmm. There's more to life than being a rapper.
Yes.
I wish I had power to snatch them and bring them in and let them know God loves you. Just like you do me.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Evangelist, if you became president today, what law would you pass first?
My law would be, my son, brother, my mom's straight. No more marijuana. Go. Because, you know, to me, I did it in my lifetime, but it wasn't like it is now.
Yeah.
It's not like it is. And, you know, they say they do it for medical reasons or whatever. We did it to get high. We did it to party and have a good time.
Yes.
And that's one thing that I would just love to see people come back to being normal.
Yes.
And not sitting there waiting on this to tell them what they need to do. Tell them what they need to say. I wish I could.
Yeah, absolutely. If you could follow someone around for a day, who would it be and why?
My husband.
Mm. Wow.
My husband.
Really?
God took him 15 years ago. He was my friend. He was my husband. He was the kid's dad.
Yes.
He was just everything. And God called him home.
Wow. Wow. I can help once again. Evangelist, what do you love to do for others?
I like to spend time with them and talk to them about who God is, mm-hmm. and talk to them that there is a better way. No matter how you look at it, there is a better way. You just got to trust God, take His word, and just move on.
That's right. What's been the best compliment you have ever received?
From my son, Jeremy. Mom, I love you. Mm. And you are such a beautiful mother.
Yes. Yes. Those are amazing words, especially from a kid. Yes. What's been the one thing you have never been afraid to do?
To tell the truth.
Yes.
Always wanted to tell the truth, no matter what.
No compromise, yes. What moment from your childhood are you most proud of?
When I was 5 years old, I remember sitting on the stage. I graduated from kindergarten.
Really?
I told my dad, I said, I am so glad I'm through with school. He said, I is too, baby. But I didn't know my life had just begun.
Wow.
To live.
Yes.
I remember just talking to you. I was sitting on the stage in a rocking chair, wow. holding my baby and saying that to my kid.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
What does success look like for you?
It's like, look at my son, Snoop. Everything he touched, it happens.
Yes.
And you know why? Because of who I am.
Yes.
Because of who I take a stand against the world. And I tell God, you know, I'd rather him take me than to take them. Because I've lived my life.
Yeah.
And I lived it to the fullest. So my thing is just being there to support my children.
Yes.
My boys.
What are you most grateful for, Evangelist?
I am so grateful. At 7 years old, I got saved.
Wow.
And I remember it like right now. And I wanted to be able to help somebody. And when I got saved at 7, I stayed that way till about 14 or 15. Uh-huh. We came to California, so things changed. And God came back to me when I turned 28 years old.
Wow.
And I received it. And I haven't turned back yet.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Beautiful. Thank you.
What's been the biggest lesson you have learned in life so far?
Be careful what you say.
Mm.
Be careful who you say it to.
Mm.
And always remember, I have a mind so powerful that I can remember things back. Like I said, 5 years old.
Yes.
God gave me that gift that I can remember things far greater than the average human being.
Yes.
And that's because of what I went through. That's because of the obedience. That's what he gave me to live on and hold on to my dreams.
Yes, very well said. And last but not least, Evangelist, how do you want to be remembered in history?
I want to be remembered as a woman that truly loved the Lord.
Yes.
The woman that would take a stand no matter what. A woman that prayed for his grace, reach for his glory, honor his word, and glorify his name. To God be the glory.
Yeah.
That's how I want to be remembered.
Yes, I love it. And you are definitely that woman right now in the present. I'm over here excited. I feel like I want to get up and do some shouting, Evangelist. I can't thank you enough for coming on, sharing your story with us, Evangelist. Folks out there, if you're not inspired after hearing Evangelist Beverly Brodus Green, I'm not sure what's going on with you. Evangelist Green, again, I really appreciate you coming and really sharing your story behind the scenes, being a mother who's raising, three fine young men, one of them being a superstar, and how you stayed steady to what you believed in. And no matter what, you didn't give in to, he's my famous son. He's my son. I love him, but he's going to be guided by God first, though. So
that's right.
Commend you for doing that as well. So Evangelist, there's two things our show focuses on. We focus on purpose and resiliency. What last words can you tell our audience around purpose and resiliency?
Well, you see, you got to have a purpose, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
When you out there doing things, just like me, when I'm out preaching, there is a purpose, there is a reason. And I tell God, give me something to have people feeling like I feel. You know, just get that Holy Ghost, you know, where I want to shout, where I want to praise God, where I want to just let people know the life I live, it has nothing to do with my son. Yeah. It's who God is. And if we can hold on to who God is, you will have your purpose. Let your purpose, let it guide you. Let your purpose take you where you have to go. Because we all need a purpose in life.
Yes.
And, you know, anything else, it comes after that.
Yes.
The purpose. And the purpose is to love God no matter what. Because he will bring you through.
That's right.
He will. I tell you, he will bring you through.
That's right.
I
love it. I love it. And you let me know when you're ever going to be in North Carolina preaching. I'm going to be there front and center, man. I love the word. I love the word you're putting out there. And I can't thank you again enough, Evangelist, for joining us. Folks out there, if you are someone who is an overcomer with an amazing story, I want you to go to tawatson.com and share it with us. Subscribe to our podcast, Resilient Stories. Download this episode, rate it. Share with your folks on social media. Once again, I want to thank Evangelist Beverly Brodus Green for joining me, sharing your story with us. It's going to be powerful for us, a lot of folks. And I can't thank you all for joining us as well. Everyone else out there, God bless you guys. Peace.
Yours truly, Deuces, Dr. Watson.